Well, the business press has explained, which is about the only press that's covering any of this stuff, has explained the reasons for the capitulation, for the rout, as the Times called it. And those reasons extend quite broadly, and they're worth understanding. They apply to most of us, as they apply to most of the world. One of the reasons is that Caterpillar has been making huge profits. Their profits were up 46% last year. That's profit growth was up 46% last year. And that's not unusual. They are high up in the Fortune 500. And the Fortune 500 last year, you know, the top 500 corporations, Fortune has an issue every year where they celebrate their achievements. And the last year's celebration is really worth reading. They were just euphoric. It was the fourth straight year of double-digit profit growth. Growth, that is. Fourth straight year of double-digit profit growth. Caterpillar's 46% growth wasn't beyond the norm. You know, that's about where they were. The business press, Fortune, Business Week, and so on, they've been describing all of this as dazzling and spectacular, totally without precedent. There's never been anything like it in the history of the business world. There are some problems. You read the business press, you find there are some problems. Business Week had a headline on the problems. It said, here's the headline, it said, "The problems now, what to do with all that cash?" And the reason is, when you read the article, that I'm quoting, "surging profits are overflowing the coffers of corporate America," and they really don't quite know what to do with it, so they have trouble too, not just the rest of us.